Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, February 18th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday, I mentioned in relationship to the Symantec Endpoint Manager vulnerability that was released on Friday that we had a couple days before, actually exactly on February 7th, an odd spike in port 9090 and 8443. The odd thing kind of here is that it came from two different IP addresses that are not exactly related. One from a university in China and one from a British hosting company. Also, today we saw a pretty substantial spike in port 9090 scanning. So it's certainly an active port and you should probably patch rather quickly. Today's scans came all pretty much from one single Australian IP address. Now, this host, just when you go to the IP address itself in your web browser, you'll get a default PHP MyAdmin page, which pretty much tells me that the host is probably compromised. And then we have a second diary from Chris. Chris was wondering about all these NTP reflection denial of service attacks. We talked about them before. We talked about the common NTP misconfigurations that allow these monolith commands. Now, there are a couple other things that you can do to NTP to make it less of a reflector for these denial of service attacks, or probably better, less of an amplifier. So we're trying to figure out if we can come up with some decent configuration guidance or such, and some tests that you can run to make sure that your NTP servers are not collaborating in any of these attacks. We actually already had one interesting comment about this, and that's the problem that NTP frequently comes bundled with other systems. Like Zach here, who posted the comment, is mentioning IPMI, for example, that sometimes includes NTP or Dell's complete storage system. So if you do have any of these systems, then again, you have to figure out how to secure them. It's probably best to block NTP at your perimeter and only allow NTP connections to your upstream NTP servers. Ideally, you have your own NTP server internally that is referenced to a master clock like a GPS or GSM phone systems. And then we got new sightings of the OS X Bitcoin thief software, just called Coin Thief. This software was now cited on popular download sites MacUpdate.com and Download.com. The software claimed to be a Bitcoin ticker, allowing you to easily compare Bitcoin prices on different exchanges. But what it actually did was enumerate any Bitcoin-related software you have installed on your system, and then it would take your login credentials for different Bitcoin wallets and such and forward them to whoever created this piece of malware. Compromised credentials have already been used to empty out users' accounts, so be careful what you install. And in today's password leaks, Forbes.com lost its users' passwords. The passwords were hashed and salted with the usual elite encryption algorithm MD5. And well, at least they went through the trouble to run it through 8,000 something iterations. So you probably should consider your Forbes.com password compromised. Well, and that's it actually for today. A little bit lighter news day than usual, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.